This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian president invites people to welcome New Year with joy and optimism. United Nations Secretary General urges to make 2025 a new beginning. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto wishes all Indonesians a Happy New Year 2025. This was conveyed by the head of state after attending a meeting on cash closing of the 2024 state budget at the Indonesian Ministry of Finance office in Jakarta on Tuesday. On that occasion, the president invited the public to welcome the New Year 2025 with optimism that Indonesia will rise. To all my brothers and sisters, countrymen and homeland, Happy New Year. We face the New Year with joy, optimism, confidence that Indonesia will rise. President Prabowo Subianto emphasized on New Year's Eve the government continued to work until midnight. Most government officials were in their respective offices until 12 a.m. West Indonesia time. In his Instagram account at Presiden Republik Indonesia, the president invited all Indonesians to welcome the year 2025 with hope, enthusiasm, and optimism to realize the noble ideals of a prosperous and equitable Indonesia. The president prayed that this year would bring success, progress, and blessings to the Indonesian nation. The Indonesian government sent 2.7 million doses of BOPV polio vaccine for the people of Myanmar. This humanitarian aid has arrived in Yangon on December 20. The handover of aid was carried out by the Director of Southeast Asia, Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Mirza Nur Hidayat, to the Deputy Director General of the Department of Public Health, Ministry of Health of Myanmar. On the occasion, Mirza Nur Hidayat conveyed an offer to increase cooperation through the development of capacity building to Myanmar in the health sector. He said in the future, it is hoped that cooperation between the two countries in the health industry can also be developed. Mirza, in his statement quoted by RRI on Tuesday, said, the purpose of the cooperation is to encourage the potential entry of Indonesian health SOE goods and services into the Myanmar market. He emphasized that the provision of vaccine grants emphasizes Indonesia's commitment to providing humanitarian assistance in the form of vaccine grants for the people of Myanmar. Now we have Indonesian Minister of Communications and Digital, Mutia Hafid, emphasized the ministry's commitment in supporting the vision of Golden Indonesia 2045 through digital transformation based on synergy and collaboration. Within 2 months of her leadership, she has carried out strategic steps with a focus on three main pillars, namely meaningful connectivity, an empowering digital ecosystem, and a safe and sovereign digital space. As the foundation of digital transformation, the minister accelerated the development of digital infrastructure in 3T, frontier, underdeveloped, and outermost areas. One of the concrete steps is the construction of more than 120 base transceiver station towers in Papua, with a target of reaching 1,000 remote villages by 2025. In October 2024, the minister visited Eunoni village in Nusa Tenggara to ensure inclusive digital access. The ministry also moved quickly to handle connectivity in disaster-affected areas, such as Mount Lewo Tobi, which erupted in November 2024. Still the news from Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital, Mutia Hafid, who said collaboration with India will be one of the main pillars in realizing a modern and efficient digital government in Indonesia. Quoting a report by Antara News Agency on Wednesday, Minister Mutia Hafid says, digitalization of government is no longer an option, but an urgent need. According to Mutia, Indonesia is ready to collaborate with India to adopt and adapt the latest technology, especially in the development of digital identity. She stated digital transformation is one of the main priorities of President Prabowo Subianto's administration, so it needs concrete steps of international cooperation, especially with India, as one of the leading countries in the field of digital technology. Now we move to the international news. The World Health Organization has again urged China to share data related to the origin of COVID-19, highlighting the urgent need for transparency and cooperation to prevent future pandemics. WHO made the call in a statement released exactly 5 years after Wuhan health authorities first reported cases of mysterious pneumonia. COVID-19 has killed more than 7 million people, crippled health systems, and devastated the global economy. Reported by Reuters, in its statement, WHO emphasized without transparency, data sharing, and cooperation between countries, the world cannot prepare for the next epidemic. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday called for making 2025 a new beginning in his message for the new year. Throughout 2024, hope was hard to find. Wars caused immense suffering, misery and displacement. Inequality and division were rampant, fueling tensions and distrust. Guterres says the world has just gone through a decade of deadly heat, and the 10 hottest years recorded in the last 10 years, including 2024. The UN Secretary General urged countries to put the world on a safer path by dramatically cutting emissions and supporting the transition to a renewable future. The last news is from Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who affirmed Turkey's commitment to maintaining peace and stability in Syria, its borders, and the Palestinian territories in a New Year's message. Quoted from Antara's state news agency, Erdogan stated, he will provide all necessary support to ensure that this new era paves the way for peace, tranquility, stability, and sustainable economic prosperity in Syria. Erdogan also highlighted the prolonged crisis in Gaza and Palestine and sustainable economic prosperity in Syria. The message detailed his government's priorities for the coming year. Erdogan also highlighted the prolonged crisis in Gaza and Palestine, calling for an end to violence and the creation of peace. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listeners, today's editions of commentary highlights New Year 2025, hope, spirit, and optimism for Indonesia. As the dawn of 2025 approaches, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has called upon the people of Indonesia to embrace the new year with joy, optimism, and unwavering confidence that the nation is on the rise. This powerful message was conveyed in a press statement on Tuesday, December 31, 2024 in Jakarta. Earlier in his Christmas and New Year address shared via the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel, President Prabowo expressed his hope that 2025 would usher in peace, goodness and blessings for all Indonesians. Optimism and self-assurance, as the President emphasized, are vital for Indonesia's resurgence, driving the nation toward the realizations of Indonesia Emas 2045 or Indonesia Goal 2045 vision. This ambitious vision is centered on four key pillars: human resource development, sustainable economic growth, strong governance, and equitable development. The ultimate goal is to position Indonesia as a global force, actively contributing to world peace and stability. Under the leadership of President Prabowo, the Merah Putih or Red and White Cabinet has outlined the mission to achieve this golden future, encapsulated in the Asta Cita, the 8 key objectives. One of these crucial goals is to reinforce the nation's defense and security systems while promoting national self-reliance through initiatives like food sovereignty, energy independence, water security, and the growth of the creative green and blue economies. The green economy focuses on environmental sustainability, while the blue economy seeks to harness the vast potential of the nation's maritime resources. Throughout various engagements, President Prabowo has consistently stressed that optimism and confidence must be deeply ingrained in the spirit of the Indonesian people. This was particularly evident in his address at the National Development Planning Conference, where he laid out the National Medium-Term Development Plan for 2025 to 2029. There he reaffirmed the government's unwavering commitment to the nation's constitutions and the aspiration of Indonesia's founding fathers. This confidence will, without doubt, address the doubts held by some regarding Indonesia's ability to achieve the Indonesia goal vision. The government has set an ambitious economic growth target of 8% by 2028 to 2029, with an immediate projection of 5.2% growth for 2025. With the nation's abundant natural resources and a dedicated workforce, Indonesia is poised to seize opportunities and overcome challenges, with optimism and determination leading the way toward a prosperous future. The realizations of Indonesia Goal 2045 vision is not just the government's mission, by the collective duty of every citizen. That concludes today's commentary from Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with January 1st, 1984, when Brunei Darussalam gained independence from the United Kingdom. Brunei Darussalam had been under British protection since 1888. Although Brunei maintained an absolute monarchy with a sultan as the head of state and government, its foreign affairs and defense were managed by the British. On January 1, 1984, Brunei officially gained independence from the United Kingdom. Since its independence, Brunei has become a very wealthy nation due to its oil and natural gas fields. Moving on to January 1, 1995, when the World Trade Organization was officially established. The World Trade Organization was founded on January 1, 1995 to liberalize international trade, reduce tariffs, and address trade barriers. It replaced the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, which had been in effect since 1947. The World Trade Organization goal is to enhance the global economy through basic trade rules and legally binding dispute resolution mechanism. Headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland, the organization had 164 member countries as of 2016. And today in history with January 1st, 2002, when bomb explosions occurred after New Year's Eve celebrations in Indonesia. The 2002 New Year bombings were a series of explosions that took place on January 1st, 2002 in Jakarta and Palu. In Jakarta, a grenade bomb exploded in front of a restaurant in South Jakarta at 3:30 a.m., injuring two people severely and damaging two cars nearby. Meanwhile, in Palu, Central Sulawesi, four bomb explosions occurred at four churches, one of which detonated at 9:30 a.m. local time. The blast caused building damage and several injuries. A police officer lost his life while attempting to defuse one of the bombs. The attacks were orchestrated by two Malaysian terrorists, Azahari and Nurdin Mtop, who were also involved in the Christmas Eve bombings of 2000 and the Jakarta Stock Exchange bombing. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Without a sign, I'm falling away. Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlights the launch of Gastro Diplomacy Dashboard, a significant initiative aimed at bolstering Indonesia's soft power diplomacy through its culinary heritage. On Monday, December 30, 2024, the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sugiono, unveiled Indonesia's Gastro Diplomacy Dashboard at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta. The minister emphasized Indonesian cuisine is an essential element of the country's soft power diplomacy. It serves not only as a bridge between cultures, but also holds immense potential to boost Indonesia's economy, international trade, and diplomatic relations on the global stage. According to the ministry's official website, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has spearheaded the creation of Gastro Diplomacy Dashboard to provide valuable insights for culinary practitioners both in Indonesia and abroad. The initiative is part of a broader effort to enhance the effectiveness of Indonesia's gastro diplomacy strategy, supporting economic diplomacy, promoting Indonesian culinary arts as a key soft power asset, and furthering the goals of Indonesia Spice Up the World program, which has been active since 2021. Minister Sugiono outlined that in 2024 alone, 30 Indonesian spice products and 9 culinary ingredients were exported to various countries. He acknowledged that promoting Indonesian gastronomy is not a simple task. It requires coordinated efforts, collaboration, and synergy among all stakeholders to establish Indonesian cuisine as a prominent element of the nation's global branding. At the launch event, Yuke Sri Rahayu, Deputy Minister of Culture, Creativity, and Design at the Indonesian Ministry of Creative Economy, expressed her strong support for the launch. She affirmed that the ministry will continue to drive the advancement of Indonesia's gastro diplomacy efforts. Indonesia Gastro Diplomacy Dashboard presents a detailed data visualization of Indonesian restaurants and spice products abroad, based on a survey conducted by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs from March to May 2024, in collaboration with Indonesian diplomatic missions. The survey results reveal that there are currently 1,221 Indonesian restaurants across 338 cities in 67 countries. These establishments feature 576 unique Indonesian dishes. Notably, Satay is the most popular Indonesian dish abroad, followed by rendang, nasi goreng, and gado-gado. The largest concentration of Indonesian restaurants can be found in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, where 74 restaurants serve Indonesian cuisine. That's my Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Sunyaragi Cave, an artificial cave in Sunyaragi Village, Kesambi District, Cirebon City, West Java Province, Indonesia. This structure, resembling a temple, is often referred to Sunyaragi Cave Water Garden. The name Sunyaragi comes from the Sanskrit words sunya, meaning quiet, and ragi, meaning body. The primary purpose of this cave was to serve as a resting and meditation place for the sultans of Cirebon and their families. Sunyaragi Cave is a cultural heritage site in Cirebon City, West Java Province, covering an area of about 15 hectares. Sunyaragi Cave Water Garden at its core is a place where royal figures and palace warriors practice meditation to enhance their martial arts skills. The structure and layout of this site represent a water garden, which is why it is also known as Sunyaragi Water Garden. In ancient times, the cave complex was surrounded by Lake Jati. Additionally, the site featured artificial waterfalls as decorative elements along with other garden ornaments such as an elephant, the statue of a Virgin Maiden and Garuda statue. Sunyaragi Cave is part of Pakumwati Palace, now known as Kasepuhan Palace. Listener, according to Charuban Nagari version of Cirebon history, Sunyaragi Cave was established in 1703 AD by Prince Kararangen, a descendant of Sunan Gunung Jati. Sunyaragi complex has undergone several renovations and improvements. This historic structure is uniquely designed and adorned with coral stones at every point. These coral clusters resemble clouds and are referred to wadasan. Wadasan helps regulate the temperature within the complex by slowing the propagation of heat, preserving the meditative and tranquil ambience ideal for the royal family's focus on introspection. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah. forget this one last time. Allow me to go out while looking fine. Even though it makes me freak out at the thought of somewhere new, there is no way I'm backing down. And when I look behind to the road long ago, all I find is the sun when the wind blows.
Of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Tanjung Puting. Di Tanjung Puting, which means in Tanjung Puting. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Dari Akar Jangang. Dari akar jangang, which means it is made from the jangang roots. This conversation took place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a souvenir seller in Tanjung Puting, Central Kalimantan. Chris asked the souvenir seller about the basic materials of bracelets.
Saya suka gelang ini. Bahannya dari apa?
Ini gelang simpai. Bahannya dari akar jangang. Jangang itu sejenis tanaman pakis.
Saya beli 5 ya.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Dari akar jangang. Dari akar jangang, which means it is made from the jangang roots. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Bahannya dari akar jangang. Bahannya dari akar jangang, which means its material is made from jangang roots. Bahannya. Bahannya, which means its material. Dari, dari, which means from. Akar jangang, which means jangang roots, Indonesian name of Dicranopterus linearis. Suka, suka, which means to like. Gelang simpai, which means hoop bracelet. Tanaman, tanaman, which means plant. Pakis, pakis, which means fern plant. Beli, beli, which means to buy. Lima, lima, which means 5. In the conversation, you hear the sentence bahannya dari akar jangang. Bahannya dari akar jangang, which means its material is made from the jangang roots or simply it is made from jangang roots. In this sentence, there is a word dari. Dari, which means from. The word dari is used to tell about the basic materials or ingredients of something. In the context of the conversation, the seller told Chris that the material for hoop bracelets comes from the jangang roots. Now let's listen to other examples of the used prepositions word dari. Dari, which means from, to tell about the basic materials or ingredients of something in another sentence. Perhiasan ini dari emas. Perhiasan ini dari emas, which means this jewelry is made of gold. Lemari ini dari kayu mahoni. Lemari ini dari kayu mahoni, which means this cupboard is made of a mahogany. Gelang simpai is a woven bracelet. The word simpai means rings or bracelet made of rattan or metal, which is tightened. Gelang simpai. Gelang simpai, which refers to Dayak traditional hoop bracelet, is currently being sold as a typical souvenir from Tanjung Puting in Central Kalimantan. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Saya suka gelang ini. Bahannya dari apa?
Ini gelang simpai. Bahannya dari akar janggang. Janggang itu sejenis tanaman pakis.
Saya beli 5 ya.
Listener, that was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the competition entitled Dari Akar Janggang. Dari akar janggang, which means from janggang roots. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Luka Kuswawati. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Drive me through the town. Sleep with me tonight. She's my lonely wife. Nothing is forever. Nothing is for real. Do you have to leave me? Why don't you kill me? Time is the loneliest people I've ever loved. This disco lady of time,
I want you.
Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Makassar, South Sulawesi, Indonesia, entitled Ati Raja. The song Ati Raja was composed by Ho Eng Ji. It is a song of gratitude, expression, and surrender to God. The lyrics mention that God is the place to ask and plead. Only God knows and grants what is best for mankind. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Ati Raja by Emilia Suratman. Happy listening.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
This is the time for the show. Flowers blooming on the ground. I walk up in line. I'm in overdrive, now ready to slow down. One step closer to the sky. Let's go the way. I'm cutting highlights, so electrified, so stay in the way.
Glory, 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 glory Jakarta から Korewa Voice of Indonesia です。日本語で放送されている Voice of Indonesia は、インドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく、様々な情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id および LL デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したり、アクセスしたりできます。Selamat malam.